That you have to Mishnah 2, Ketzat. So how did it all work out? As we said in the last Mishnah, Chalios Yom Arba Aser B'Sheini. If the 14th of Adar, which is Purim, falls on Monday, okay? So the 14th of Adar falls on Monday. Then Kfarim V'Ares Gedolos Karin Bo B'Yom. Then villages and large towns would read on that day, because that was the day that they were in anyway, and that was the 14th, that was the correct day, and Shalom al Yisrael, right? All is good over there, no adjustments needed. And the walled cities, they could read the next day, which was the 15th, no problem. Chalios b'shlishi or b'revi, but if the 14th of Adar, the normal Purim day, fell on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. So now, Kfarim Makdimin L'Yom HaKnesa, the villages would advance it to the day of entry, meaning the previous Monday. So the villagers would read the Megillah on the Monday. V'aris Gedolos, the large towns and cities would read it on the day, meaning on the Tuesday or the Wednesday. There was no change over there. And Korin Bobayom and Makafas Choma Lamachar, and the walled cities would read the following day, meaning the Wednesday or the Thursday. No change over there. That would be the 15th of Adar. So you can see what's happening. If it doesn't fall on a Monday or a Thursday, they bring it back to the Monday or the Thursday. But the large cities and the walled cities stay the same. They don't move it because there's no right. Chalios b'chamishi, if it falls on a Thursday, if the 14th of Adar falls on a Thursday, so you could really work it out for yourselves, that Kfarim v'Ares Gedolos Korin Bo B'Yom, that the villages and the large cities would read on that day. Because it is the 14th of Adar, it is the proper day of Purim, and it also is Yom HaKnesa, the day they came into the Beis Din. So there was no change required over there. Mekafas Chayim LeMachar, and the next day the walled cities would reach, which was the 15th of Adar. Chalios Erev Shabbos, if it falls, if the 14th of Adar falls on Shabbos, okay, you could work it out again. Kfarim Makdimin L'Yom HaKnesa, they would bring it to the day before, to the Thursday, because they take it back to the closest day of coming in. V'aris Gedolos Mekafas Choma Korin Bo B'Yom. Now, the large towns, they would read it on Friday, because that is Purim, the 14th of Adar. But now the walled cities now have got a problem. What's their problem? The 15th of Adar is Shabbos, and they can't read it on Shabbos. So they would also bring it back a day to the Friday, and they would read it on the 14th of Nisan. Chalios b'Shabbos, if the 14th of Adar, Chalios b'Shabbos, if it falls on Shabbos, if the 14th of Adar falls on Shabbos, Farim v'Aris Gedolos Makdimin v'Korin L'Yom HaKnesa. So now they would take that, they couldn't read it, right? The villages and the large towns and cities couldn't read it on Shabbos, so they would need to bring it back. And they didn't bring it back to, the villagers would take it back to Thursday, because that was the closest day of entry. Now the large towns also took it back to Thursday. Because once they're taking it back anyway, they don't just take it back one day to the Friday, they take it back to the same day as the villagers are reading, so they would all read it on the Thursday. And Mekafas Choma LeMachar, and the walled cities would read it on Sunday. They would read it on Sunday, which would be the 15th. Chalios Achara Shabbos, if the 14th of Adar fell on Sunday, right? Purim fell on Sunday. Kfarim Makdimin L'Yom HaKnesa, so the villagers would take it back to Thursday. That was the closest day that they would come in. And V'aretz Gedolos Korin Bo B'Yom, the larger towns would read it on Sunday, because that was the correct day. And Mekafas Choma LeMachar, and the walled cities, they would read it on Monday, which was the 15th of Adar, and that was the normal day. Now, yeah, okay, so that was the way that you could see the rule, and you could see how it works out, and once you know the rule, it's pretty straightforward exactly how the whole setup works out. But you'll appreciate that the maximum then it would go back to, if you relate it back, is to the 11th. That's the first Mishnah. So we move from Sunday all the way back to Thursday, and that would get you from the 14th back to the 11th of Adar. It's interesting that if it falls on the